So the question was asked, does a Kohen Gadol have to be mitameh for a met mitzvah who is not a Jew? So let's review the halachot and work our way towards the answer. A Kohen Gadol, if he finds a dead body, is not supposed to become tameh to that dead body. If he could, he calls someone else to deal with it. It could be his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, his son, his daughter, his wife. Doesn't matter who it is. If he can, he is required to bring someone else. The Torah tells us that God made an exception and said, if he sees a fellow Jew lying on the ground dead and he can't get at that specific moment someone to bury that Jew, he should bury him. Understand what that means. That means that the Kohen becomes tameh. And when a Kohen becomes tameh, he cannot wear the tzitz. The tzitz is that special gold ornament that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead. And at every minute that he's wearing it, he is providing atonement to the Jewish people. The psukim say, Vayal metzach Aaron, supposed to remain on Aaron's forehead. And God says, so long as he's wearing that, that act in and of itself is an atonement for certain things that the Jews do. He's wearing the breastplate, that's an atonement for other things. The Kohen Gadol has a special place in Judaism. He is one of the leaders, spiritually, and he carries the weight of the Jewish people. He's supposed to be praying for the Jewish people. He's supposed to be guiding the Jewish people. He's supposed to be uplifting the Jewish people. And if he's tameh, if he's impure, he cannot be in service. It means all of the Jewish people have to lose because there's a dead man here. Now, ordinarily we'd say, well, if it's a dead man, if there's a Jewish dead person lying on the floor, go get someone to bury him. And if you can't get someone within a short amount of time, so take a long amount of time. Why should all of the Jewish people lose because there's a dead body here? Comes the Torah and says no. God says, I want you to show special treatment, and this will teach the Jewish people how much I value a human being. Now, it's understandable that when the Torah says that, the Torah doesn't have to afford that courtesy to everyone. The Torah tells us this is true for a Jewish person, for a non-Jewish person, so take another few minutes and get someone else to bury him. The Torah says, there, go find someone else. Someone else will do it. Get it done. Now, I didn't get to look it up, but if I remember correctly, that's the halacha. I have to check, but if I remember correctly, it's specifically for a Jewish body. Yeah?
I didn't know
how to
answer that too. Until someone said they refused to go into a museum because there were mummies there, and they were Kohen. And he said... I asked him that, he said
that
yes, they were Jewish mummy.
Well,
no, they're Kohen. No.
Non-Jewish body is not Kohen.
So I asked him that, he said, yeah, it's a machloket.
It is. It's a machloket tanaim, whether non-Jews mitameh be'ohel. It's a machloket tanaim, whether a non-Jewish body is mitameh in a tent. But the Magav, if I'm not mistaken, everyone agrees it's mitameh. So, touching them in order to bury a person, you have to touch them, that is mitameh. The question is, are they also mitameh be'oil? That, if I'm not mistaken, is machloket tanaim. So, yeah?
On this subject, we have to wash our hands after visiting the Jewish graveyard because of being tameh, right?
Not exactly. No. Just one second.